From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. California's turkey farmers are promising an ample amount of different sized turkeys for this year's Thanksgiving, even if overall demand is hard to anticipate. Only a year ago, the COVID-19 pandemic resulted in scaled back holiday gatherings and smaller feasts. Even before the pandemic, the size of birds on Thanksgiving tables was trending downward, with the average holiday turkey weighing 14 to 18 pounds. Carbon Robotics could have what may be the future of weed control in agriculture. They're building a small vehicle that rolls across farmland, shooting concentrated bursts of infrared light into the rows that creates audible crackles and the smell of burning vegetation as weeds smolder next to unscathed crops. Carbon Robotics founder Paul Mikesell says the unmanned autonomous laser weeder covers 15 to 20 acres per day and kills up to 100,000 weeds an hour. The U.S. Wheat Associates and the National Association of Wheat Growers Boards met in Kansas City recently with supply chain troubles on the agenda. With longer supply delivery times between Asia and the West Coast and skyrocketing transit costs, Greg Barase with the Port of San Diego previewed expansion plans that introduce bulk freight loading capacity. There's also work being done to create a barge service between San Diego and marine ports to the north, including Oregon and Washington State. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.